And welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Gemma Manifestation Coach. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about becoming conscious of making meaning when looking at your reality, especially when it comes to dealing with other people. So in our reality, we have people constantly coming in and out of our experience. And as well on social media, we are constantly talking to people online through our phone and imagining them on the other end, right? But really, a lot of it is we're talking to ourselves. So this episode is about the meaning that we make, right? So you're creating your own reality. And whatever you think about and assume about others and believe about others and yourself is what you're manifesting right then and there in the moment. That's it. So when you are using your phone and talking to people on your phone, you have to remember that it's really about your relationship to yourself, the way that you're responding and the way that you're talking to people, and also the way other people respond is really, you know, people can say something online and you don't may not know exactly what they mean. If you're sensitive to energy like I am and you're an empath, usually you can kind of guess and kind of feel their vibe even through texting or even through social media. But all of that still is creating your reality. So you always want to make meaning that suits what you desire to manifest in your life. So you always want to create meaning about things that manifest in your life to be positively going towards your goals achieved. And this doesn't just have to do with texting or being on social media, but you know, even if you're getting negative comments on social media or something, you can always make meaning that this means this is working in my favor. This means this is all for my benefit. This means these people are going to come back around later and apologize or whatever. Like you can think you're the only one creating meaning for what you see. You know, like you have to remember to go back inward and look at how reality is actually being projected onto the screen of space. It's all you, it's all your thoughts. And then you're holding your phone, right? And it's like you're creating this whole world inside your brain and you're imagining this whole world. You're imagining this whole online world, but it's all in your imagination. And yeah, it is physical as well, but it's mostly in your imagination. Like the large percentage of it is all what you're thinking, right? The meaning that you make from what you see on your phone, the stories you tell yourself. And then also this applies in person too, you know, like I was being conscious of my own assumptions when I was at the gym earlier. And, you know, just talking to the lady at the front desk and just noticing my own stories, noticing my own meaning making of people, you know, and it's like the mind is always active making meaning of everything that it sees. So you want to be conscious of that. And as a deliberate creator, you want to fine tune that stuff and only allow yourself to make meaning that is either honest, like, and actually truthful. So like you can actually get to know someone and ask them what they're actually assuming about you or thinking, right? But you don't want to get into this habit of making up stories about what they're thinking of you, because that is like, unless you're doing it purely positively and to build your own confidence, then it's great, right? You can do it purely positively, but you also want to have like a sense of reality of like what the other person is actually doing, you know, because everyone is putting off a vibration. Everyone is putting off a frequency. Everyone is having their own thoughts. And you can either assume what thoughts they're having, or you can get to know and ask them what thoughts they're having, or you can make it up, right? Like you can totally make up the meaning about what other people are thinking. Because like if I'm walking through the gym, right, and I'm walking through the gym and I'm seeing people and my mind makes up a story about somebody, like I have no proof that that's accurate, right? No proof at all, unless I actually open up a conversation with that person. And like this is just really silly stuff too, you know? It's not like I'm thinking anything super deep about them. I mean, although I do pick up on people's energy and their vibe, we all do. We're all, you know, reading each other. Or at least most of us are. I think there's a percentage of us that don't. Like some people are closed off and they only see their own thoughts. So they only see their own ego and they're not conscious of what they're even assuming about other people. But it is in their subconscious, like it's just a deeper subconscious reality of what people are thinking, but a lot of people aren't even aware of their own thoughts. So that's the thing. It's like, if you're a super conscious person in the world and you're, you know, hearing your own thoughts about making up stories about the people you see, and then it's interesting because a lot of other people may not even be conscious of their own thoughts. So it's definitely like different worlds that we're all living in. We all live in our own world. It's such an illusion that there's one world out there. You know, it's such an illusion. Every single person is really living in their own world. And that's one of the biggest blocks to manifestation too, is this constant assumption of like, the world is as it is. We all agree. We all are watching the news or whatever. This is the way it is, right? And that can be a really big hindrance on manifestation, because if everyone's assuming this is what is, this is the way the world is, and we keep the world in that place, you know? So if everyone can change their belief about the world, then the way the world is can change faster. And again, there is a place though to just get to know the current reality. There is a place to just be on the human level of existence and not manifestation level, but just knowledge, like being curious about what actually other people are thinking or what actually the world is, the state of the world is, right? So I'm never saying like we should deny reality as it is. I'm just saying if you want to manifest something different, you're going to have to start believing something different, start focusing on something different. So that's one of the biggest blocks that I see a lot of people have in manifestation, is that they keep projecting the same idea of the world. Like the world is as it is and I can't change it, right? That's wrong. That's wrong. You can change it. You can change anything. So the world is not as it is, like it has to be that way forever. And that idea, right, that the world is as it is can really hinder your sense of ability to manifest whatever you want in life. Things can change so magically when you just get on the different frequency of what you want. When you get on the frequency of what you want and you think as if your goal is achieved, and you're visualizing in that, and you're living in, from that end, all of a sudden the universe creates these magical events to just morph and conform to your vibration. So don't conform to the world. Allow the world to conform to your vibration. That's where the power is. And again, I'm not saying that we deny reality. I'm saying we want to accept reality as it is and be honest about what is happening and then go beyond it and transcend it. So another thing I wanted to say about when people are having their own thoughts, not everyone is conscious of their thoughts. So if you want to get information from someone about what they're thinking or whatever, you may actually not be able to get an accurate answer because they may not know what they're actually thinking or believing on the subject, because it takes an inner world awareness to know those types of things. And sometimes, you know, I have conversations with people and they tell me a very superficial answer and I can sense that they're not aware of what I'm actually asking. So they'll give me kind of like a surface level answer, but I can feel that there's something deeper there, but they aren't able to put that into words. So like that's kind of ambiguous. If you want to get information from other people, sometimes you just can't, because if they don't have a consciousness level, like where they're really aware of their thoughts, right? And they, maybe they've done meditation and they've done inner work. I believe like counseling and therapy was one of the best things I ever did for myself back when I first started studying psychology. That really opened up my awareness of my psyche and my mind to just sit and talk to a therapist, right, and just let everything come out, like vent and just get everything out of my psyche and have someone hold space for me. So I think that, you know, if people have never had that, they've never ever had therapy, they've never had someone literally sit with them and just hold space for their thoughts and their psyche, like they don't know what's going on inside, you know, they don't have that ability to tap into that awareness. So that's why, I mean, therapy is so important, coaching is so important, healing is so important. It's really important that we envision a world where people are investing in these types of things more and more and more. I mean, already it's a huge industry, but like, you know, it can be even greater. And there's so many great healers and coaches and therapists out there. And everyone needs to have some kind of healing modality, some kind of support system that they really resonate with, that really benefits them. So something you can do to attract that into your life, like if you're not sure what kind of therapy or counseling or healing or coaching that you want that would be best for you, it's really, I think it comes down to the person. Like, what kind of person do you need to work with right now? Because it's all about their energy that they hold. The energy that your healer holds is going to impact you the most, who they are, right? What is their state of consciousness? It's not about the marketing they're putting out. It's not about the sales process they're doing on you. It's about them as a person, right? Who are they as a person? Is that person a good match for you and where you're at in your life right now? That's what I think is really important. You know, there's a lot of coaches out there coaching from their ego, and that's okay, because there's a lot of people who are in their ego and they need that kind of coaching. But I do my best as a coach to not coach from my ego. I really try to coach from spirit. And I always encourage my clients to listen to their own inner being, listen to the spirit within them, because that is their direct connection. You know, that's really what it's about, is listening to your own connection to source energy. But if you don't have an access to that yet in your life, then it's helpful to work with someone who has made that access point, right? So I've worked very hard on creating this life. I live a life where I'm connected to spirit. I live a life where I get to connect to source energy, and there's nothing taking me away from that anymore. I mean, there's always distractions, right? That's what being human is, but it's, you know, I've built a life and I've built a level of freedom so that I can focus deliberately on what I want, and I can allow spirit to talk to me and move through me and guide me, right? I don't have to listen. I don't have to listen to outside forces and other people to guide me through my business or anything that I do. So that's really important to notice, and I wish I had known that when I first got into the coaching industry. Like, It's not about what they're saying online. It's you want to look at the person. In my opinion, right? This is just my opinion. I think you want to look at the person. Is this a person that you genuinely enjoy, that you genuinely resonate with them, right? Is their personality type, and is their energy, like, does it feel aligned to you? Because you can get really distracted, and you can get into your mind and in your ego about, oh, but this coach has all this success and they have all this money and they've done all these things and they have all these books or whatever, right? And I'm sure they're a great coach. I'm sure they're very successful. But really it comes down to what you feel, right? I don't think you want to hire somebody just because of their level of success, but maybe you do. Maybe that's the purpose of why you're hiring them. But I think it's more about, is this person going to give me the transformation I'm looking for, right? Are you looking for a spiritual transformation? If you're looking for a spiritual transformation, then you need to find someone who you feel that spiritual connection with. And it's not always about the shiny stuff, you know? It's not always about what they've accomplished or what they have. It's about the energy that they hold. It's about the state of consciousness that they're in. And it's okay as well if you want to hire someone because they're in a state of consciousness of that expanded success. That's also, you know, a valid reason to hire somebody. I just think looking back on it, I wish I had been more aware of actually reading a coach's energy and not just going off of their marketing or what they're saying to me, right? They're selling. I don't want that. I want someone who I genuinely feel a vibration with them, right? I feel like they have my back. I feel like I can trust them. I feel like I'm going to get the energy I want from this relationship. In my opinion, that's what it's about. The energy. So you always want to manifest someone to work with that you get that energetic connection with. And that's something that can go beyond words. It's something that can go beyond the shiny physical world, success, and all that stuff. It's simply their vibration. It's simply that energetic connection. How does it make you feel? That's something you want to tune into. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Gemma Manifestation Coach from the ButterflySoulLifeCoaching.com. Hope you have a lovely rest of your day.